for our only item, we have item number one.
From the manager of the Employees Retirement System, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to amend section 201.24 sub 3.11 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances to clarify the criteria of terminated employee contribution refunds, allow additional time to make informed decisions, and ease the administrative process by the Employees Retirement System. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit and the Pension Board. The Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit approved a substitute for this item by a vote of 9-0.
All right. Mr. Cady, do you have any comments before we ask the two gentlemen to speak?
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Just for some quick background on this, when the state made the mandate that we contribute to our pension fund, it put the county in the unenviable position of having to come up with a way to dispense with employee contributions upon termination of employment and giving employees the option for a refund for that. We did this and we set a deadline of 60 days, and in the course of processing and working with this since our implementation of it, we've realized that there's been several problems with it. Most notably, it just doesn't provide employees with nearly enough time to make an informed decision on what to do with these funds, what the consequences of them are. And the other is that it requires a very rigid application. There's no way to deal with any exigent circumstances or issues where people are not given timely notice. What this is asking for is the ability for us to do just that, to extend the deadline out to 180 days, and then also to provide for a review process within ERS and the pension board for any of these odd kind of exigent circumstances.
Okay. This pension group, have they looked at this?
The pension board has weighed in on it. They're supportive of it, and they've waived the balance of their comment period.
Okay. What did the actuary say about this?
There's also an actuarial report that we submitted where Mr. Langer indicated that there's no material impact to pension.
Okay. Mr. Brady?
I don't really have a lot to add. This really is just an attempt to make it easier for employees to request refunds, give them a little bit more time to request refunds, make sure they actually get notice of their ability to request refunds. We've had a number of employees come, or former employees, I guess, come to the pension board and say, I didn't have a chance to really look at this issue. I didn't get notice in time to make the request. And the pension board, frankly, with the more recent requests, they're just kind of putting them on hold, waiting to see if this will be passed, because if this is passed, they will be able to grant the requests. Otherwise, they would probably have to deny them. And as you heard, the actuary said there's really no material effect on the pension fund from an actuarial standpoint, and the pension board does actually support this change.
Okay. Also, what are in front of us? Is it the substitute in front of us? That's in front of us.
Mr. Chairman, it's the substitute resolution that's been recommended for adoption.
Okay. Supervisor Halls, Ms. Eaton, do you have a comment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do serve on the Finance Committee, and we did unanimously approve the substitute resolution for passage. I've been re-examining some small details. So this would roughly double the period of time that an employee can request the refund of their contributed amount. Is that correct?
Actually, triple.
Triple. Oh, thank you. Okay. And is there a... So they have, rather than 60 days, they have 180 days. Thank you. That's like, that is tripling. After that period, they are no longer eligible for the consideration of a refund?
Correct. What this ordinance does allow is if they can come in and show they did not receive notice from the system of their right to get a refund, the pension board has the ability then to, in its discretion, make an exception if they have a good reason for their lack of notice or their lack of the request. currently the pension board doesn't have any leeway. It's a very hard 60 days from termination, that's it. And so this gives 180 days from termination, which is obviously longer, and it gives the pension board, in an exceptional circumstance, the right to waive the 180 days. But other than that, there is no later period for getting a refund. You know, they can't come back 5 years later and ask for a refund just because they want to.
Right, right. And I was curious, how does one prove that they did not receive notification?
Well, I think it's really, the way it ends up working in practice is the employee or the person says, I didn't get the letter, and then it turns to the retirement system to say, look, we've got a copy of the letter in our file.
Okay.
We can assume that the post office delivered it, and so sorry. If we can't find a copy of the letter, then that's the kind of situation where it creates some doubt or something like that. And then I don't know, we actually have one of these right now, and I don't know how it would play out, but an individual who said he was in jail at the time and didn't get his mail, which was sent to his house, and nobody was opening it for him. And I don't know what the pension board would do with that, but that's maybe a situation.
You're going to receive it.
Okay. But so this change would add, it would grant that committee, the review board, it would add grant them an ability to consider that then.
Sure.
As opposed to saying, you know, no.
Okay. That's right.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Eaton.
My question is, and it's kind of related to this, but, okay, is there a period, will it be retroactive? Will it go back for any time frame where someone was denied other than the exception? Is it going to go back or from when it's approved forward?
Well, we've been talking about that at the pension board, and it's possible. I don't know that we've come up with a firm answer on that, but it's possible. Now, we've only had these contributions for about 2 years, and so we haven't had that many requests. They really started coming in this past year primarily. We had a couple that were denied earlier this year, but I think they were denied probably properly. The people had noticed, they just didn't act on it. So I don't know. We're considering whether we're going to be able to go back and relook at those or not, and I don't really have an answer for you right now. Talking to our outside counsel who drafted the ordinance about whether we can go back to those or not.
Any other questions? What's the pleasure of the committee? Supervisor Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move approval.
We have a motion to move approval. Any comments, any questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Eaton.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
3 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you, everybody, for coming, and everybody have a blessed holiday.
Thank you.